Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower overlooking majestic Buckhead, where the day has been filled with rain, which is wonderful because we need it, and it's just kept the temperature down quite a bit. Any rate, that's the weather forecast, and the forecast for America is shiny days ahead as the repudiation of Barack Obama continues, much to the goodwill of America. Our president's numbers continue to slide. His base has still been fairly solid, but his approval rating has dropped to where it is at negative 12% of the gap between those who approve what he's doing and those who do not. And they haven't been in positive numbers for 14 months. I think that that's a pretty substantial problem here for Barack Obama, and you know, one that he's going to not ever get out of. I don't see him ever having positive numbers again unless something really catastrophic happens, which wouldn't surprise me to have him actually plan it. He does these kinds of things like he did, you know, with Osama bin Laden and then also with Bird Dahl, although that one backfired on him. Any rate, my brother's on the phone. Richard, how are you today?
I'm fine, Jack. I managed to find the phone number, but maybe you ought to give it so somebody that might want to call in could.
I actually even put it out on Twitter. We'll see. Guests can call in at 347-326-9949. And this is a pretty good day. We've had some news from the Supreme Court about that Hobby Lobby case, and this time last week there was the court sided unanimously against Obama on the recess appointments of the National Labor Relations Board because the Senate wasn't in recess. He just waited until they were out of the
long weekend.
And decided to do it and said he could just get away with it because, this guy does not care what the law says at all. He just does what
he thinks
wants
he is
do.
The law.
He is the law.
He's the law. Now, he is the law.
Now, years ago.
And if you don't like it, you're racist.
There you go. Years ago, when Nixon was president, he was doing interviews with the guy from Britain. His name eludes me now. Dick something. I won't say Dick Frost, but I don't know. Not absolutely sure what the guy's name was. But in the interview, Nixon made the statement, "It's law because I say it's law." And it was Robert Frost. No, Robert Frost. He's the poet. At any rate, but it was like an epiphany. It's like, what? That's not the rule of law. And yet Nixon didn't really realize the difference. And it cost him. It cost our nation, too. It's the same thing that's happening today, just the other side. Nixon was more conservative than not, and Obama's off the charts leftist. But even the ones that are really far left don't think that he's done a very good job for them because he has not. They want all drilling for oil to stop, and you know, for us to use solar energy and all that nonsense. Which would absolutely destroy our country, the Sierra Club and the
are great actors out of Hollywood, most of whom dropouts who, you know.
They don't have the brains God gives the geese.
You know, I remember Jennifer Aniston, you know, saying that, you know, that George Bush was stupid. And, you know, she didn't graduate high school. And, you know, Bush may not have been the perfect president, but, you know, he did get an MBA from Harvard. So, I mean, he can't be that stupid, although probably easier for him to get in. I'll give him that, you know, or give his credits that. Any rate, you know, this.
I would think our mother used to say, consider the source. She's calling him stupid when she's the stupid one. Works for me.
Well, yeah, they you know, they certainly don't. They do not understand geopolitics. They don't. They don't have the background, and yet at the same time, I mean, I don't really care what they say, and I, you know, I'm all for them being able to call anybody anything they want. You know, we certainly do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, we take Barack Obama. I mean, we've taken him to task, you know, for being gay. You know, for his wife being a beard, for, you know, for her essentially being a freeloader. I mean, we've taken people to task for many, many, many things over the years as we continue to do this. But the purpose, of course, is to bring our nation back to the core values that made us great and that, you know, have been soundly repudiated by Barack Hussein Obama. Not a good thing. Definitely not a good thing. Now, in Israel, those three teenage boys who were hitchhiking home, they found their bodies in a shallow grave, shot. Did you know that?
Yes. I also know that one of them was an American.
This is these are the kinds of things that create enormous outrage, and for good reason. Three boys hitchhiking home from school, and they're, you know, picked up and murdered. I mean, my goodness, that just defies any kind of explanation as to the reason why. But
that's the kind of people that they are, though, Jack. They,
oh, I,
you know, well, listen, you don't believe in Allah, well, then you don't deserve to be on this earth. And that's fairly obvious that they really just want to annihilate everyone in this country that is Christian or Jewish or gay or whatever. They don't care. And you know who else they'll kill? All of those movie stars.
Oh, yes. It really is interesting. And I don't quite... I mean, here's the thing. Islam is definitely homophobic, but there are parts of it that are not. In Afghanistan, for example, there are many areas that are so rough that there really aren't even any girls, and the leaders, the mullahs, have what they call pet boys. American military people will tell you all about this. It's a mark of distinction if you have several of them. And so it's great prestige for these, you know, mullahs, you know, to have young boys that they use, and they're pedophiles. And they're honored for it within this system. how that jives, I'm not sure, because I don't know the inner workings of Islam, nor am I interested.
Yeah, thank God we don't know.
Yeah, I don't care, really.
Yeah. No.
What I care about is this huge, I mean, it, you know, well, this is, you know, all the, you know, the radicals, they're just a small percentage of, you know, radicalized people are, you know, maybe 10% of Islam, and that's all. Well, okay, just 10%. But there are a billion Muslims. That's 100 million people. And essentially, that would be almost 100 million men. That's formidable, no matter how you slice it. It is a plague. And we have, you know, we have a president who is very favorable to Islam and who is unfavorable to Christianity. And, you know, Americans are getting sick of it. They're getting sick of it to the point where things are changing. Have you noticed that instead of Obama being able to get away with everything, that he's now being called on everything? It's almost like the switch has been turned. The Supreme Court is ruling against him, and this is a big deal.
Yes.
We have three co-equal branches. And for a while, after 2010, you know, with the great surge of patriots, you know, from the Tea Party movement and people like us, the House of Representatives flipped, and Nancy Pelosi was, you know, out on her sorry derriere. Now, people, you know, criticize the House of Representatives immensely for not having done more. But, you know, they're one half of one third of the government. That's all. So they can't now, the Supreme Court, which is one third, has ruled pretty decisively here for a while against what, you know, all of these things Obama's done that are finally filtered up to them for rulings. I mean, you know, we have a system that takes a while. We don't turn on a dime. We're like an aircraft carrier. If you want to turn, you know, you got a wide load. You got to do it. It takes quite a while. You can't. It isn't, you know, like a motorcycle, where you can turn on a, you know, literally can turn on a dime. But now things are changing, and this makes our lives more dangerous than when Barack Obama was being successful. Here's the reason why. Narcissists can't lose. They have to win. They have to be fawned upon. They crave adulation.
They can't handle the truth.
That's exactly right. They can't handle criticism. They're never wrong. It's always somebody else. And, you know, people are very critical of Barack Obama for, you know, always blaming George Bush and, you know, and the Republican Congress and whatever. But the truth is, it's who he is. This is his nature to do this. It isn't that it's an excuse. He really believes it because he's never wrong. And if you go against him, He uses the machinery of the federal government to put down opposition. This is what it's all about. He's done this from day one. People just didn't know who he was or were unwilling to believe this about who he is. But it is who he is. They should not be surprised that the IRS has done all of this. And here, you remember when we talked about the birth certificate several years ago, actually quite a few years ago now, being phony, and everybody, you know, saying, well, you know, this is just ridiculous. I mean, you know, he's the president of the United States. Nobody would put something up there that was, made up and a phony like that and you know, create a scam. I mean, that, you know, just to even think so, it's just it just wouldn't happen. And that's who he is. And it was a poor job of faking it even. Still up there. Still up there on the, you know, whitehouse.gov on the front page. You can download the thing and, you know, pull it into Photoshop and see the, and, you know, and take it apart for yourself, you know, and say, okay, this is not a, you know, one document. This is a, you know, layered document, which means it's a fraud. So, but people don't, you know, they don't know this about him. And they thought, well, certainly if he was going to do something that was fraudulent, he'd do a better job than that. And yet now we know, after the, you know, $600 million for the website for, you know, Obamacare that failed, and all of the things with the VA that have failed, and the and everything else that, what are some other examples here that, you know, that we could talk about of things that Bird Doll, not if somebody had just Googled Bird Doll's name that worked for Obama and said, wait a minute, Mr. President, didn't you know that, did you have any idea this guy's a deserter? So if we're out there championing a deserter when we got a Marine down there, you know, in jail in Mexico for no reason that we're not doing anything about, we're going to look bad. Well, you know, no, I mean, so they just make one stupid, asinine, foolish decision after another that, you know, brings shame upon us. Hillary Clinton, you know, gets that reset button with Russia, like all of a sudden since Obama's in there and she's Secretary of State, that the Russians are going to play Mr. Nice with us. Well, they hit the reset button and they reset it to the Cold War. And, you know, I mean, it's just one thing after the other. And now they're talking to the Iranians about what's going to be done with this ISIS, which was armed by Obama against the Syrians. So here we have Iraq being destabilized and a huge section of Syria, and they were armed by Obama. And now it's like, what are we going to do about them? All the while bitching about Americans having guns. Does this not, I mean, is this just kind of like, well, what? What? I mean, you want to be like a farmer. It's like, what the hell? It just doesn't make sense. But Americans are turning away from him. If you'll notice, you don't have these people defending him right and left like they once did. Well, any any criticism of Obama would make you a racist. Well, you don't hear that much anymore, do you?
No. But you know what, Jackie, the people, you know, all of these things that are happening in Iraq, and of course, you know, around the world, all of the, you know, issues with the Taliban and whatever. And there was a crisis, was it 2 weeks ago? And he picks up, flies out to California, goes to fundraisers, and then plays golf. I mean, how can anybody, you know, stand up for that? They're just like, it seems every time you turn around, he's done something different to make people not want to have to, you know, back him up. Just, he does it to himself all the time.
Well, all of this is true. At the same time, we've still got 2.5 years left of him, and because of who he is and this narcissism, he's going to have to try and do something dramatic to regain his popularity. You know, right now he's real busy trying to, by executive order, end the entire immigration crisis, which
that he
of course
started.
Which he started. That's right.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't have the constitutional authority to do.
Yeah.
Well, he's got to act if Congress won't. Well, if Congress doesn't act, then it doesn't get done, because laws start in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, not in the executive branch of the government, despite what he wants. In his whimsical ways. The lack of respect for the rule of law from this administration is astounding, absolutely astounding. Now, I will say this. Although President Obama is, you know, likes to get up late, misses national security briefings, and, you know, prefers to be campaigning and partying and giving speeches and doing stuff like that than actually governing and doing the work, he's going to be very busy the last week of his administration. It will be the busiest week of his entire 8 years. Do you know what he'll be doing?
Cheering on the American soccer team.
Good guess. No, he'll be writing pardons for all of these criminals that are working for him. But here's the thing. It isn't just that there's some corruption in the IRS where they've, you know, clearly destroyed evidence, brought in a culture of corruption.
Yeah.
And people don't respect the institutions of government anymore. The IRS has lost almost all credibility.
Don't forget now, they're going to be overseeing Obamacare now, too. Sure, you can't handle your job, we're going to give you something more.
Right, yeah.
Well, the House Ways and Means Committee in the budget has cut the IRS funding by 20%. That'll do it to them.
Yeah.
No more bonuses, you know. This thing isn't done, but. You know, here's what I really think is going to happen. I think that well, to begin with, you know, we had negative 3% growth for the first quarter. Now, let's just say that the second quarter had plus 3% growth, which it won't. That would mean that the whole year was zero. So if you had 3% growth the third and fourth, you would end up with a 1.5% growth for the year. That's horrible. So no matter what happens, the growth isn't going to be there, and that is the bread and butter stuff that people depend on, and where the Obama administration is going to look particularly bad at election time. And I'm predicting, you know, the Real Clear Politics has the Republicans taking control like 51-49. I mean, it's possible that it's 52-48, but it's just like a very narrow window that they've got there. And I don't think that that's true at all. I think that it's going to be a bloodbath for the
Democrats.
Yeah, I think that they're going to just absolutely just, you know, take it in the shorts all over the place. You know, in
well, he's making sure of that. Obama's making sure of that. Every time he does something else, like you say, the economy, there's these kids graduating college, there's, you know, massive unemployment, and these kids are living in their parents' cellars and saying, what did we ever vote for this guy for? He hasn't done anything for me.
Well, you know, actually, the Real Clear Politics has the Senate as a 50-50 split. And if it's a 50-50 split, that the president of the Senate is Biden, the vice president, and we'll have that means we'd have Harry Reid for the last 2 years. I don't believe that's going to happen at all. You know, they have that North Carolina and Arkansas and Iowa and Colorado and Oregon are all go for the Democrats, and I don't believe that that's true. I think that Iowa, you know, this Joni is going to end up taking that, and I think North Carolina and Arkansas and Colorado are all going to. I think it's going to end up. The trend is going badly against them, and it couldn't come at a better time. We absolutely need this, and we need to get that pipeline done. We need to drill. We need a bunch of things, you know, to get this nation back on course. But thank God today, employers don't have to pay for condoms and birth and, you know, and abortions for their employees if they're morally against it. And I can tell you right now, I certainly would be, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, a life's a life, and, you know, taking it, you know, like that, is just no good, absolutely no good. At any rate, we're out of time, and this has been a good time, and it's, you know, it's, things have changed, and there have been times when it's really hard, but it's getting better, and hang in there. And let me say thank you, Dick. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.